amazing what's happened just in the last few days, how the energy between the Zimbabwean diaspora has just fired up because of the excitement of the possibility of Mugabe era being over. But it's a very complex situation because as much as they would want to go home because they regard themselves as Zimbabwean and that is their home, those farms have been invaded. They've been taken over by other people, although certainly most of these farmers have access to their title deeds. There's going to be a question of land tenure now, who owns what. So it's not as simple as just people going back and taking up their lives like they would have done before because they've been given some cash.
What is the status of the farmers who left the country? Have many been able to prosper in countries like Mozambique, Zambia, and even Nigeria?
Yes. I mean, I have a brother who started again in Zambia, and although it hasn't been easy, they had to carve farms out of virgin bush, out of nothing. They had to rely on loans from various governments, you know, from the Zambian government, because they had literally everything stolen in Zimbabwe. Sort of multi-million dollar farms were stolen in Zimbabwe, and all their farm workers were displaced, and who knows where they are today in Zimbabwe. So yes, in certain countries, certainly in Zambia and Nigeria, there's been a great success with the agricultural exporting of these farmers into other countries. And for the first time ever, Zambia started exporting food.
What would it take to get those farms operating again where Zimbabwe could again be a breadbasket?
There is certainly the opportunity for Zimbabwe to return to being a breadbasket of sub-Saharan Africa. It's just that the next step, what will have to happen, I believe, is there would have to be some sort of commission to work out the situation with land tenure. In the past, even before the land invasions began, small-scale farmers in Zimbabwe were not given land ownership. Only the big white farmers had title deeds. And the government owned all the land where the small-scale farmers were growing their crops, and they made an enormous contribution to growing corn, for instance, in our country. And they made an enormous contribution to feeding and exporting corn. Now, those people never owned their land, so they weren't able to take bank loans. And therefore, they were completely reliant on government for their seed, their fertilizer, and then, of course, selling their crops. And so that is going to have to change. The land tenure situation, you know, who owns what and property rights is all going to have to change. And, you know, in the rest of Africa, you know, the land is not owned by farmers any longer. It is leased to farmers on 99-year leases, or the government owns the land. And so who knows how it's going to play out in Zimbabwe. And then on top of that, there's been an enormous, enormous, deep, deep, deep level of corruption in the taking over of these farms. And it's not just among government ministers, it's also other white farmers trying to stay on their own land who have sort of accommodated sort of baddies in order to be able to stay on. I mean, I know for a fact that there were certain elements in Zimbabwe who were putting farmers onto other people's land and they never had the title deed. So it's one complete mess. And it's all being run by the elite. On the whole, those big commercial farms that were run by white Zimbabweans and owned by white Zimbabweans are now in the hands of Mugabe's cronies.